T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. I told Chuck we were having Kane on today. I had to break him down. It's not the wrestler Kane.
Yeah, I was at the stop sign on Highway 100 in Grange, and I got your text. Kane is joining us, and I'm like, coming in studio? Kane? That the 7-foot red monster?
Who is now a mayor in Tennessee?
Yeah.
No.
What was he? I was like, what is he trying to promote?
No Kane. But someone just as much of a badass.
Oh, yeah.
Kane Pittman, who moved here from Australia to cover the Bucks, and then Matthew Dellavedova got traded, and then Thon Maker got traded, and it's all Kane's fault. Kane, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Kane.
I'm doing good. How are you fellas going?
Kane, what's the background of you moving here to cover the Milwaukee Bucks? Because I figure if you're coming from Australia, you're going to go to New York, you're going to go to Los Angeles, you know, maybe cover LeBron. Why'd you settle on Milwaukee and come here?
Well, I am writing for the Pick and Roll, which so the fact that the Bucks had two Australians made that a pretty attractive option for them, also for me to come there, because I could cover the Bucks on a daily basis and the Australians now. Obviously, right now that situation has changed, but I'm also a long-time Bucks fan myself, and I knew it was going to be a good season, so coming here was a good option.
So we're not going to lose you, are we? Because there's nobody here now.
Well, I had so many people ask me that yesterday, and my answer to everyone was, I'm going to Bucks games regularly here. I'm not giving up the way the Bucks are playing right now to go to watch the Cavs or Pistons on a daily basis. So no, I'm not going anywhere.
So Thon Maker gets dealt, and good. We like you here, Kane. Kane Pittman joining us with the Pick and Roll in Australia. Although he is here in Milwaukee. So, Kane, as far as Thon Maker, this situation was sort of interesting. He requested a trade, or at least his agent did. We were surprised about that because we know Thon is such a good, like, hardworking team player. Was this a situation where Thon was just looking for more playing time and he might have overplayed his hand? Or how did that materialize from your viewpoint?
Yeah, I think that you've probably called it pretty well there. I don't think that, when I think about this move now and the fact that he's going to the Pistons, I'm not sure that this is the best move for him. I think he was in a really good situation. Obviously, he wanted to play, and he's now in his third season, and he probably believes he was going to play. He may have got some advice telling him that he should be playing, and I'm not sure exactly how that played out, but I think the hope would have been from then that he would get some minutes from that. But I think the way that this team is playing, I think it just complicated things. And once that request came out, the Bucks couldn't really play him anymore, because if you start giving guys minutes because they make a trade request, then things, that's when potentially things go wrong in a locker room that really has had no problems. So while Thon himself, I know that he was not going to be a problem in a locker room, because that's just not the type of person he is. He was a favorite in there and a really positive influence. But I don't think that, I don't think this is the way it's played out. And Giannis himself, after the game last night, alluded to that when he said that he thought that this was an attempt to try and get Thon some more minutes. And now he's in Detroit on a pretty average basketball team.
Did Thon think he was getting any better? I mean, was his time in Milwaukee, did he feel like there was improvement? Because I kind of feel like he's taken a step backward in like the last several months, and he's just not taking that next level up.
Yeah, so I think when I think about that, and I can see why people were, I suppose, frustrated with the development or not as as impressive as they thought they were going to be. It depends where your expectations were for him. And if you listen to Kevin Garnett, or you listen to, I know Jabari said some things about him being one of the best footers in the league as well, then you were going to be disappointed because he wasn't at that level and he wasn't going to get to that level. But for the role that he was playing in this Bucks team, he wasn't asked to do a lot. He was asked to shoot open threes and defend. And, yeah, he was doing that, but he just, I guess, from where people hoped that he got to, he never got there, and it was harder to see the development. I thought he played pretty well this year when he got his chance, but he just was not asked to do a lot of things that I guess people saw in the YouTube videos or what people said how talented he was. But it definitely, in the end, when you look back on it, it's going to be it's disappointing for a top 10 pick.
Talking about the Thon Maker trade, the Bucks in general. Kane Pittman, MKE Bucks, AUS on Twitter. We put out a question earlier today. It was how we started the show based on a tweet Chuck put out last night. Chuck, I haven't told you, but we were getting killed for it again.
Why?
Something we put on Twitter we were getting killed for.
No, it was just a question asking the people.
Well, okay, so we put out a question. Are the Bucks this good, or is the NBA this bad? And everyone's main comment is, Why is the fan so negative about the Bucks? Why you guys don't know how to handle the Bucks being good? You like it better when they're bad. So, Kane, we'll ask you the question. Are the Bucks this good at 40-13, or is the NBA this bad? And then whatever you say, you're going to get killed for.
Maybe not, because I'm leaning towards the Bucks being that good. But a reason for that is, I mean, we saw again last night that the Bucks are on that level now where if you give them any type of advantage heading into a game, so we've seen them come up against teams that are on a back-to-back or at the end of a long road trip. Last night, obviously, the Wizards are down a player or two, and the Bucks just completely obliterate them from start to finish. And they didn't even play any defense. And we know that they came out in the last quarter and said, okay, well, this game is dragging on a little longer than we really wanted to. They played a couple of minutes of defense, and they win the game by 20 points. I mean, it was a pretty ridiculous display last night. And we've seen that all season. It takes teams best to beat the Bucks, whether it was in OKC with Paul George, having an MVP-type performance, and they still were only a possession up in the last minute. So this Bucks team's real, and I think the big thing is that their defense has been a big part of that, and we know come the end of the season that's going to be a big factor.
Their defense, they were not happy with their defense last night. I mean, I think, it was a great win and all that. They scored 148 points, but the fact that they were pretty much lamenting how poorly they played defense, I think that's a good thing, man, because, it shows that these guys still can get better.
No, I agree, and it was so funny. You win a game, you score the most points you've scored in around 20 years. Have a 50-point first quarter, and we were all walking into Mark Budenholzer's press conference saying, well, he's probably not going to be happy about that because, they gave up 129 to a Wizards team that is really on the fringe of playoffs. They might find it hard to get there now. And I asked Bud about that after. I said, look, it looks like, or it felt like, that the Bucks were able to, again, switch into that gear late in the fourth quarter and decide that they were just going to win the game. And I said, what are you telling these guys during the timeouts? And he said to me, he goes, I don't think they really listened last night, but, I guess we put up enough points and we'll just leave it at that. So he was sort of shaking his head about that. And, I'm sure that he'll take the win, but definitely defensively, the effort was probably not where you'd want it all the time.
Well, despite the trades, we're glad you're still going to be around to cover the team. Kane Pittman, MKE Bucks, AUS on Twitter. Appreciate it, Kane. You have a good one. We'll see you at the Fiserv.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Kane Pittman joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.